Major road projects and their price tags are forcing the Santa Rosa County Commission to explore new ways to pay for them. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports one possible solution is raising the county's gasoline tax.
It's just one of those things. You can either pay me now, pay me later, and later is going to cost you a lot more money.
Commission Chairman Don Salter says the need stems from the loss of road project money from the Florida Department of Transportation's Small County Outreach Program, or SCOPE. Once providing more than $7 million, or 75% of funding, for eligible projects, the payouts ended when the county's population grew beyond eligibility standards.
We now have to come up with $1.2 million for the Berry Hill Road project, which is $2.4 million total. We have $6 million currently in our transportation reserve account. And if we start drawing $1.5 million a year, that's going to be eliminated pretty quickly.
The county commission is looking at a number of ways to replace the state dollars. Gas taxes, impact fees, and property taxes are the only streams available for transportation. The most prominent appears to be raising the local option gas tax up to 6 cents per gallon.
The SCOPE grants that we were able to get in the past produced about $1.6 million per year. Each penny would generate approximately $600,000. So we would be looking at a minimum 3 cent, if not the whole 6 cent.
Salter is quick to add that Santa Rosa County is not alone in wrestling with transportation funding shortfalls.
For example, last year, Okaloosa County implemented their full 12 cent to help cover the cost of resurfacing and drainage projects. 2 years ago, Escambia County, they increased their gas tax up to 11 cent. Santa Rosa County has been at 6 cent for the last 30 years.
And he adds that means the county's been too dependent on the transportation grants, which are now history. Besides the gas tax, another possibility is reinstating transportation impact fees. Those are one-time charges to offset the cost of new or expanded roads for new development.
Back in the early 2000, we had impact fees in place, and then we discontinued those impact fees once the recession hit. Impact fees can only be used to add capacity to roadways, build new roadways, or make safety improvements.
Any changes in the gas tax, impact fees, or ad valorem would have to be made before the start of the new fiscal year, October 1st. Salter concedes that a hike in the gas tax makes more sense because it's a user-based levy paid by both residents and visitors.
We're going to have to look at property taxes. Nobody wants to pay more property taxes, but we're going to have to find a way to fund our transportation system. It costs $150,000 per mile to resurface a road. And in Santa Rosa County, we have about 1,500 miles of paved roads.
One catch-22 that Santa Rosa and other local governments are coping with is the growth of fuel-efficient vehicles on the road. Less fuel bought, says Commission Chairman Don Salter, the less money flowing into the coffers.
Some of the vehicles get 40, 50 miles to the gallon, and that's a wonderful thing. But at the same time, they're buying less fuel, thereby less revenue to take care of the transportation system, and the usage on those highways don't change.
The Santa Rosa County Commission is scheduled to tackle the gas tax and other possible revenue streams in June. That's when the panel will also roll out its capital construction plan through the year 2020. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.